Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm reporting on the ongoing controversy with the 417 Industrial Park in Russell Township. This is the first part of a series, and today's focus is on consultation. The current industrial park is south of Highway 417 near Vars and west of San Guillaume Road. In recent years, it has grown extensively with the blessing of the majority of past and current councillors. However, the people living 4 kilometers away say they never expected to have factories right up against their rural residential properties, and that is what is now planned. The residents of Edie and Burton Road say they were not consulted directly about proposed changes to the prime agricultural land behind their homes and farms, or consulted about the change designation of the farmland nearby. Even 3 landowners whose properties were recently revealed to be future industrial lands were never consulted. Neither were some of the business owners in the existing industrial park, other than hearing suggestions over about a decade that they may have to pony up tens of thousands of dollars to pay for water and sewer services. The industrial park is not serviced, and most business owners there have already incurred significant costs when installing individual well septic systems and water storage for fire suppression. Residents argue that the plan has not been adequately published, and there has been neither signage nor notification to adjacent landowners. Residents found out about the plan when survey stakes appeared in the field between 2 of the township's oldest historic homes. When one of the homeowners, Rhonda Bradley, asked the township office what was going on, she learned that a new road was planned a few meters from her house because the industrial park would be extended right to residents' backyards. That was the first they heard that their municipal government planned to surround their homes and rural properties by heavy industry. About 40 people attended a council meeting on May 16th. That is where the residents first saw a map, which has not been officially released, which outraged them.
All 3 of us who are heavily involved in the development of the land, and none of us knew any specifics to it. None of us had notification on major parts of this. So what I'm saying is our tactics have to change on how we publicize it, because people are not seeing it. A, people are not having the option to voice their opinions, and C, obviously, we can't keep doing the same thing. Correct. So I would like a commitment from council that people will be informed in an efficient manner so that we can have access to information moving forward. She just said that...
Yeah, so I just want to be clear. Communication is a two-way street, right? We put out a ton of information. Now, whether residents take the time to look for that information, but it is a communication. So from my perspective, as our CEO has stated, the information will be shared publicly.
That tonight's the first night in this decision. However, a pretty significant piece of this planning has begun with the upper tier of government and the change in designation of lands. And that process, I spent most of today going through the website of the township. There's probably one place that I can easily locate that the change in that plan. I have to dig for it, and I certainly wouldn't have had any sense of the significance of an upper tier government decision and how it would impact on my property. I don't think that's a reasonable...
More shocks came when both the township and the upper tier county, the United Counties of Prescott and Russell, claimed the residents had been adequately consulted. Both Russell Township Mayor Pierre Leroux and Senior Township Planner Dominic Tremblay said that because 2 earlier environmental assessments regarding servicing the industrial park had been discussed at council, and because of the UCPR's changes to its official plan. When CGRO questioned Louis Prevost of the UCPR, he said in notice that the official plan for the entire county, which is about 2,000 square kilometers, had been advertised on the county's website and once in a local newspaper. However, no advertisement mentioned expansion of the industrial park.
For example, in 2020, Hemson, the consulting firm, produced a report, and it was a business case for servicing the 417 industrial park. So unless you understood that servicing equaled expansion, you wouldn't have necessarily dug deep through that report. I think that myself and my partner, and as well as our neighbors, we have been following along, and we have been looking at some of these things. In every instance where the township was speaking about the expansion, they always referred to it as servicing the 417 industrial park. And by servicing it, they meant providing waste water and water services to the industrial park. Nobody has any concerns about servicing the park. But if we had known that the plan actually included the expansion, we would have paid attention. It just feels that the way that they worded it was almost deliberate, because it didn't allow us to see the full extent of the plans. And so therefore, again, at the township level, we don't feel that we had an opportunity to really weigh in, because we weren't aware that that's what they were talking about. We thought they were talking about providing water and wastewater services to the industrial park, and I think that's a good thing.
Well, time Dominic Tremblay and Mayor LaRue at that meeting.
That's part of the EA. I don't know if Mr. Bourgon, the EA process, when the design of the services are done, there's a requirement under the law that we need to involve the public. So there was EA
notifications.
I don't know if Mr. Bourgon wants to mention, and as well, when we did the OP, there's publication as well that it's all a process that is open to the public. The sale and the purchase of lands is done publicly as well, so we don't knock at people's door or we don't invite in public notices because there is no zoning amendment at this point that we're required or no plan of subdivision, so there is no regulation under the Planning Act to circulate to the property owner at this point.
On the Township of Russell website, the suggested new plan has not been published. In fact, the website still shows a much earlier plan showing the industrial park's boundary is about 1.5 kilometers east of Edie Road, not up against it. To add to the confusion, six different maps have been produced, none of which has been advertised. Dan Fonin, who was CAO of the township in May, but has since left, promised more transparency going forward, but residents are worried that it is now too late.
A general comment. I think in a project of this type, it's imperative that the municipality and the municipal administration be as transparent as absolutely possible. Transparency doesn't necessarily mean acquiescence to every preference of every resident, every business owner, but it certainly means that information goes out as much as possible. Public consultation, the sense of information sessions, as Madame Tremblay indicated, we wouldn't necessarily be knocking on each individual door and having individual meetings with every person, but certainly there'll be opportunities to come in, to pay attention on the website for upcoming events, pushing out information. That will be going right as soon as the planning starts. This is it. Tonight is the night. This is the first night of a long journey. There hasn't been any planning conducted with specific regard to the operational go-forward plan. This night begins a long journey which will take months, if not years, to complete. That will be as transparent as possible.
Transparency in government is often disputed. Here's Michael Wernick, Jarolowski Chair at the University of Ottawa. The people were unaware that that was what the meeting was about because it was, you know, sort of disguised as something else.
Yeah, I mean, that's not okay. I mean, I think, you know, the transparency goes hand in hand with clarity. You know, that you have to communicate clearly so that people can, you know, understand and interpret and act on what they're seeing.
Since the May Council meeting, Bradley and a few other residents along her road have asked numerous questions of the Township, the UCPR, the Auditor General for Ontario, the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing, the MPP for the area, the MP for the area, and the Ministry of Environment, Conservation and Parks. The Ministry of Environment, Conservation and Parks agreed with Bradley. The letter said it was determined that due to a misinterpretation of the municipal class environmental assessment, the Township did not comply with the requirements with respect to consultation. This is because it was determined that the township did not consult with all potentially infected members of the public, including immediately adjacent landowners. The ministry has therefore advised the Township of Russell that prior to moving forward with the servicing of the Highway 417 Industrial Park, any applicable requirements under the Environmental Assessment Act for the project must be met. Until the requirements of the MCEA have been addressed, the project described in the completed MCEA and addendum may not proceed to implementation. When asked for a response to the MECP's letter, Tremblay said it was now irrelevant because the township had already decided not to service the park. There has been a business case report done by Hempson and two EAs done, one by WSP in 2019 and one an addendum by Thailand. A design consultant was paid $1.7 million to draw out a design of the future park, but at no time in any of these processes were the residents consulted. In fact, one report said the consultant had done a windshield review. CJRO asked the author of the report, Nadia DeSante, to explain that and was told by email to consult Tremblay. In the fall, the farmers and residential property owners asked for a meeting with Richard Godin, new CAO of Russell Township, replacing Dan Fonin. Godin was previously the Economic Development Officer. A virtual meeting was held on October 30th. Godin's Sylvain Boudreau, who is the new Senior Planner replacing Dominic Tremblay, CEO of Infrastructure Jonathan Bourgon, and Clerk Vanessa Carrier, and about 20 residents attended the meeting. At this virtual meeting, which no councillors attended, the residents were told that a berm would separate their properties from the industrial properties. The homes are on the highest land around, and the industrial park is mostly lower down and would be climbing the hill, so the industrial area would still fill their view. One of the reasons people live there is because of the beautiful view, which would be lost. Residents noted that a berm also doesn't protect against lights, noise, pollutants, emissions, truck traffic, pollution of groundwater, or weed seeds from the berm entering neighboring fields. Also, the province of Ontario classifies homes and farms as incompatible uses with industry. CAO Gunnar said numerous times that he felt for the residents, but he made no promises to set aside or reduce the industrial footprint.
I think I've heard heard since I've been in this role the last couple of months that some of you might not feel heard or your concerns aren't being considered. So we're definitely taking a step to meet with you ahead of this next report, just to try to address your questions and have your feedback. But I just wanted to mention.
Here's North Russell resident Mary Chartrand's opinion.
We're going forward with this anyway. That's what you're saying to me. We're just plowing through. Is that what you're telling me?
Listen, what I'm saying is I don't have any evidence to say that's the case. Regarding our current development that's been going on for a few years, I mean, there's development going on and things seem to be going good.
I'm very happy to have all of the representatives from administration here, but I don't see anybody who really is championing my interests to the same degree that someone is championing employment and
residents
development.
Made numerous points and were generally unsatisfied with the answers they received. They asked about the effects of industry taking up more than double the land it currently covers and about the township's plan to put a brand new truck road between two houses in what is now a field. One of those homes was built from 1840, and a resident noted that an old house has less protection against noise and that headlights will come directly into the bedrooms, living room, and kitchen. Residents also told township reps that the original Hampson Consulting Limited report had errors, which later reports copied. Those errors included characterizing homes, active farms, and businesses as vacant. They asked about traffic mitigation and were particularly concerned about the loss of Class 1 farmland, an ongoing concern in the township, which has seen the highest farmland losses in the UCPR. Here's one of those farmers, Sharon Gunsel.
I would suggest that it might be the most fertile land in the county because one of the farmers that lives on St. Pierre Road used to rent our fields, and he said he got double the produce off our field than he got off his own at home, two roads over. Mm-hmm. It makes a big difference. That high iron content adds more sugar to whatever is grown. That's why our Cortland apples just melt in your mouth. They're so good and sweet. Why they would be paving over and putting warehouses on the best soil, I think, in the area, when there is soil that is not maybe classified as highly, still soil, it's mm-hmm. still good. This should be looked into. I'm saying they should really look at that again, because once it's out of production and paved over, it's gone. And it's beautiful.
Like the fields weren't tiled, therefore they weren't probably good for agriculture. But you don't need to tile those fields because they drain naturally.
They have a gravel underbase. Mm. You have the red clay loam on top. The fellow that came to dig up our yard, because we had the new system put in this summer, he was commenting on that too, on that it's actually like from glacial till, there are rocks and gravel underneath, a gravel underbase, and you can tell they're well drained because the orchard of over 40 years is doing so well, and apple trees, the quotation is, do not like wet feet, but no, it naturally drains because of this gravel underbase.
Residents asked about how their wells could be affected, about the hydrology, hydrogeology, geology, biology, botany, and about local volunteer fire department's plans in case of fire. Here is resident J.D. Gauthier, a former planner himself and the maintenance coordinator for the Ottawa Fire Department.
If there's a fire 20 meters from my house, speaking from experience, I'm somewhat very concerned about our wells and our water tables. We're all on wells here. Let's be honest, as soon as any foam goes onto any type of structure, whether it's light industrial or any type, now that there's no water, we're going to be left fighting for our lives here. So I'm a little bit concerned on that aspect.
In each case, the answer was that a study would be done in the future. Although none of the required studies has been done, the township staff were insistent that the expansion would go ahead regardless of residents' objections. When pushed on the point about lack of consultation, Godin said that's why they were having the phone meeting now, which one resident, Dave Skinner, who both lives in and has a business in the township, said, you should have had this meeting 10 years ago.
I simply speak on behalf of everybody that your communication with the residents that are affected by this is a fail.
Listen, respectfully, Mr. Skinner, so your point is well taken. Your comments are noted. Like I said, we're reaching out today, so whether we can try to outreach a bit and to include you in the conversation, I can't speak to exactly.
But it is a day late and a dollar short. You've already changed the designation. You've already decided this is going to be an industrial park. The process, the bureaucratical process of changing it to another zoning, that's just a formality. The decisions have already been made, and we were left out of the process.
again, respectfully, your comments are well taken.
He also said community consultation needs a review process that should be directly consulting residents affected. Godin assured residents that a report would be going to council and their concerns would be added. That report is going to be submitted by Godin to Russell Council on Monday, November 27th. CJRO has seen an advance copy. A handful of the residents' many issues are mentioned. Regarding properties considered vacant, the staff admitted the business plan prepared by Hempson Consulting in 2020 about the feasibility of bringing water and sewer to the industrial park, not about expansion, implied several properties west of the existing industrial park were vacant. In spite of the perceived lack of accuracy of Hempson's report, all later reports, including WSP's, relied on it. CJRO twice requested interviews with the author of the WSP report, Nadia DeSanti, but was directed to speak to Tremblay at the township. Tremblay is currently away. In her place is Sylvain Boudreau, who said he was not around when these plans first unfolded. Regarding mitigation of noise, pollution, and lights, the staff report's proposed solution was still a small buffer zone and a berm. Most houses on Edie are built towards the back of their property lines, meaning the back walls of their homes would be about 23 meters or 25 yards from factories, some of which may run 24 hours a day. Regarding industrial traffic, the staff report said a traffic study will be done, but there is no indication that they would back down on road building. Regarding the adoption of the expansion plan before the municipal official plan has been adopted, they said this policy is independent of the official plan. It is the Upper County's official plan, which is a separate document that is frequently quoted as being the reason for the redesignation of agricultural lands to trade and industry. The Upper County's official plan is characterized as impossible to dispute or change. CGRO will report further on the controversy after the council meeting on Monday night. I'm Candace Vetter on Local First on CGRO Radio, last on the dial, first for local news.